If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we have Goldilocks on the phone.
Goldilocks?
Goldilocks goes by the name of Jason.
Huh.
He's been in the dating world, and most of his dates have either been too hot or too cold. And he wants us to call Kathy for him right now. And Kathy is, well, she's not even just right. She's just okay. And that's why he likes her. He actually went out on a date with her 2 months ago. And hasn't talked to her since. But now he wants to call her to get another date because, according to him, all of his other dates have been so bad that he's thought about it and he's like, this one was actually probably the most decent date I've had in 2 months. So why not give it a shot and see if she'll go out with me?
Jason, I feel like you should tell her, or we should tell her, that you want to give it another shot because, hey, the first one wasn't so great, but first dates are hard and maybe the second date would be better.
Yes, I think that's part of what I'm hoping.
Okay, that's the message you're trying to get out, not like, well, she was good enough.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I'm a little worried that it's going to come across as, because, you know, I haven't texted her in 2 months. So
yeah.
The fear is that, you know, she'll think what I said.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The fear is that she'll understand the truth.
But I wouldn't even call out how bad the date was. I mean, it was on your end. You said it was boring, but she texted you the day after, right?
Yeah, so I think I'll say something like, I wasn't ready at the time.
I liked you too much, and I didn't know how to deal with it, so I went away for 2 months.
Now we're just lying.
Yeah,
it might work.
No.
All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, Jason. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Kathy, please?
And this is she.
Hey, what's up, Kathy? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From what?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show? What?
Yeah, like the kind that you hear when you're listening to the radio and then there are people doing a show on there.
Good description.
We do one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm calling you today because we actually got an email from one of our listeners about you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know this is weird, but we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong.
Okay.
Your situation is a little different, though, because the guy that wanted us to call you actually kind of blew you off, but he's regretting it now. His name is Jason.
Jason, like a few months ago, Jason?
Yep, I think we're talking about the same Jason.
Yeah.
He's calling to get in touch with me now?
Yeah. Yeah, he emailed us and said that he really enjoyed your date and he doesn't really know why he took so long to get back to you, but he tried to text you the other day and now you haven't texted him back, so he thought he'd enlist our help to see if we could get you on the phone and find out if you would like to see Jason again or if you enjoyed your time with him.
Huh, that's actually pretty funny. That was actually a pretty big night for me, weirdly enough.
The date you had with Jason was a big night?
Yeah, kind of. It's just weird that he's asking now. I mean, like, why wait like 2 months? That's okay.
That's what we said.
What was so big about that night for you?
Well, honestly, that night I kind of came to the conclusion that I was more interested in women than men.
Whoa, what?
Oh. Like you came out of the closet that night?
Well, I mean, that came like, you know, like a week or so later. But like that night, I realized, you know, what it was that I actually wanted.
Whoa.
Good for you.
Wow.
Way to find your truth.
How did that hit you all of a sudden while you're out with Jason?
I just kind of felt like the whole time on our date, I was just kind of bored. Like, I felt like I was really grasping at things to talk about, and they just, you know, nothing was really landing. And over the course of the evening, I just kind of felt like I was more interested in, like, looking at our waitress than I was at Jason.
Was this something you were thinking about, like, prior, or it was literally everything happened that night?
I think I had a little bit of confusion, but I just have been dating men my whole life. And I just, you know, I felt like this was what I was supposed to be doing. And then it was just that night, I was just like, what am I doing? Clearly, I'm continually to date guys that I'm not interested in. Why am I not interested in them? Maybe because I'm not interested in men in general.
Wow.
Good on you, Kathy. But I'm confused, though, because he said that you texted him the next morning, like, praising your night with him.
Well, I honestly just wanted to thank him. Like, I really woke up that next morning just feeling like a whole new person. And I wanted to thank him because I feel like that was the turning point for my life. Like, I feel like I know who I am now.
That's amazing.
He read your text completely wrong. He thought you were texting him saying how much fun you had on the date, not that your date was so boring it made you switch teams.
Oh, my God. He thought that I meant, like, that I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant, like, thank you for helping me figure out my life.
Right. Thank you for helping reveal my truth. Nice.
Yeah.
For all the laughs.
I'm sure he'd be shocked to know that that's what that text meant. And you might be shocked to know that he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Jason?
Yeah, shocked is an understatement, man.
Jason, I'm sorry.
I can't believe this. You're telling me that I, like, because you went on a date with me, you realized that, you know.
I mean, it's not there's anything wrong with you.
Well, there is. There's a big thing wrong. Well, there's a thing wrong with Jason.
You've been with guys before, though. I don't understand why, you know, why it was your night with me that changed everything. Like, what was I doing so wrong?
No, you didn't do anything wrong. I think it was just a culmination of a lot of dating of men and realizing that I wasn't enjoying myself. And I guess you were just the last date that I didn't enjoy that I kind of went, well, maybe it's because I'm not interested in men.
Yeah, but then why would you text me the next morning? Like, that is only something that you would do if you were interested in me.
If I recall, I texted you that, you know, just thanking you for a great night. I didn't ask to see you again. I mean, you didn't text me back, so I figured, oh, great, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
That was still kind of a lie then, right? You didn't have a great night with me.
What? Yeah, Jason, are you actually butthurt about this?
Yeah, of course I am. Like, I was not the reason that it was a boring date. I don't buy that as the reason she texted me that in the morning. I think she's, you know... I think you're trying to get back at me, if I'm honest.
Like,
what?
You think, really? Jason, are you accusing Kathy of lying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe that was the night she decided that she was, you know, playing for the other team. I don't believe it.
So, Jason, you're saying that you are just God's gift to women, and there's absolutely no way that I could not be interested in you.
No, Kathy, that's not what I'm hearing. I think that maybe you're upset that I didn't text you back, and so now you're trying to embarrass me on the radio, and that's pathetic.
Oh!
What? How are you turning her moment of truth into something that's about you, dude?
I just think it's a pretty good story. You know what I mean? Like, she was on her phone the whole night, and you're telling me that was the turning point of her life? No way.
I mean, honestly, I was texting my best friend because we had been having this conversation about, you know, am I interested in women? I don't know. I don't know how I feel. And I had, you know, just such an epiphany on our date that, yeah, I texted her. And I didn't really feel it was appropriate to share with you, obviously.
I think it would have been amazing if you shared it with him. Like, hey, by the way, half an hour into this date with you, I just figured out that I am a lesbian. All right, let's finish up. You want dessert?
Dessert.
I mean, maybe he could have been my wingman for the waitress. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, see? Jason, right, well, I mean, you guys could still be friends. You did help her in a big moment of her life. It was very pivotal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, introduce you to some of my friends. Like, I'm open to that.
Hey.
Well, Kathy, what would you say to going out on another date with Jason? We will pay for it. Would you go on a second date with Jason?
I
would say if he wants a wingman to help him find women and you guys want to pay for that, I would love to help him in that situation.
So, Kathy, is that a no, or will you go out with Jason and help him find chicks?
I mean, I do have some friends that I could probably set him up with.
Hey!
You're saying you might have some straight friends who would be interested in me?
Until they actually go out on a date, Jason.
For now.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I'll just take any date with anyone who wants to go out with me.
Oh my gosh, Jason.
Well, congratulations, Jason.
Really? Is that what it deserves? Congratulations.
You might have got a second date.
I hope I don't bring anyone else to any big realization on my next date.
Poor Jason.